Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. That's good singing, Anna. Did you get that prayer cloth? Thank you, Lord. Daryl, if you feel something come up on you, I want you to do whatever it tells you to do. If it tells you to run, if it tells you to lift your hands, I'm not picking on you, man. That young man was down here yesterday morning early, pulling grass up. Oh, I thank God for you great people. Oh, I thank God for you great people. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Jesus, I believe somebody's going to get delivered here tonight. I believe somebody's going to leave this building tonight with victory. Brother Bennett, buddy, told me today on the phone, said, Brother Bennett is so much in love with God, ain't nothing you can do to hurt that boy. Woo, hallelujah! He's in love, ain't he? Amen, amen, amen. Every two or three steps, he touches the ground, don't he? Thank you, mighty God. Amen. My wife received a phone call the other day from a sister that we once pastored in Texas. Her husband is in bad shape. She's not able to come to church anymore. Her husband was our gas man when we was over there. One of the finest person you can ever meet in your life. Amen. After we left and after a few years later, he received the Holy Ghost. But now he's got Alzheimer's and everything. And she's not able to go much. And she called my wife the other day and said, would y'all mind sending me some of Brother Freeman's preaching tapes? I sure love to have some tapes to listen to. And that touched my heart. That just made me feel so good. Amen. And so my wife has got some tapes she's going to send him. But I want to read tonight in the book of Revelation. Amen. Not Revelator, Revelation. This old black minister one time said, I believe the word from generation to revolution. And I do too. We've got a couple more seats up if you men want to join us. Or women. Revelation 7 for the reading of God's word. Can we start in about the 9th verse? Good to see all of y'all. Brother Elmer, it's good to see you, my man. We have shouted together before, ain't we? Amen. Man, it's great to see you all. Woo! Friend, I made a statement today. I don't want nobody to be offended what I said. But children needs to reverence and not just be walking around in the house of God. Amen. Thank you, Brother Chad. Oh, glory. I believe everybody need a house full of Chad Bows. Kim said, that's debatable there. What about it, Brother Elmer? Is it debatable? Revelation 7:9. After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, and all nation and kindred and people and tongue stood before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round and about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts and fell before the throne on their face and worshiped God. Saying, Amen. Blessed and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Then, and one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and which came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. And they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them into the living fountains of water. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. I want to speak just a moment here tonight. I need to get my wife up here to pull my coattail. But I wouldn't listen at her. Amen. But I want to use this thought, if I may, by the help of the Lord. Going from the norma. She's slipping here like Sister Angel right now. Don't y'all kid yourself. I run things around the house. I run the vacuum cleaner. I run the lawnmowers, wash machine, dryer. I run things around there. And I'm the head of the house, too. But she's the neck, and the neck turns the head. Such as is some of you. Y'all want to hear the rest of my thought? What about it, Brother Malone? Amen. I know Brother Malone don't feel good. I told Brother Malone, if you want me to bring one of them chairs out of that office for you to sit in, make you a little bit more comfortable, I will. Brother Bowman got a big couch up in front of his church. I don't know what that for. Going from the norma to the supernatural. Going from the norma, where I'm going, Boog, probably to the house, to the supernatural. Huh? Father, if you have ever helped me, God, help me right now. Father, I pray that you touch my chest and touch my stomach right now. I need you just a few moments here tonight, God. One more time I'm asking for your blessing. One more time I'm asking for your anointing, God. One more time I'm asking for thought, wisdom, and knowledge and understanding. I need you desperately tonight. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. God bless you tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Going from the norma to the supernatural tonight is what I want to speak on tonight. Amen. You know the saying in the world tonight? They said everybody is doing tonight. Our world and our society would say that everyone is dropping out of school. Everyone is ending up on drugs or have sex by the time, amen, they reach high school. Or 3 out of 5 marriages is going to end up in a divorce tonight. That's what the world's saying tonight. But I'm going to tell you one thing tonight. If that is the normal trend of the world tonight, friend, I believe that the church of the living God can move from the normal into the supernatural tonight. Can you say amen? You understand what I'm saying here tonight?
tonight, hallelujah. And I'm going to show you here, just by the help of the Lord, just a few moments here tonight, hallelujah. The Bible tells us tonight, amen, that Lazarus died tonight, amen. He was buried in a tomb, and a stone was put at the mouth of the tomb, amen. And the Word said that Jesus tarried yet, amen, another day, hallelujah. And the Bible said, amen, that Lazarus was dead 4 days before Jesus ever entered into the city, amen. But I'm going to tell you one thing tonight, hallelujah. A lot of people, friend, when Jesus got there, began to talk against him and began to say, amen, could not this man which opened the blind eyes, amen, and caused the man to, amen, lame to walk, amen, could not have he been here and kept his brother Lazarus from dying, amen. But first of all, church, I want you to realize that tonight, you can never talk against God or the man of God, amen, and go from the normal unto the supernatural tonight, amen. But the Word tells us tonight, amen, in the Bible there was three different people that Jesus raised from the dead. One, friend, amen, was a 12-year-old girl, amen. He's able tonight, amen, to save us, amen, before we even start going to hell tonight. Then was a man on his way to the cemetery. God is able to save us tonight if we are on our way to hell tonight. Then another one, amen, was a man that was in the tomb for 4 days. Hallelujah. Book, amen, I believe that God is able to bring us from the normal to the supernatural if we, amen, is so deep in sin, so lost, amen, and it looked like there's no way out, because Lazarus was 4 days in the tomb, but yet God raised him from the dead. Praise the Lord. The Jews had a belief among them, amen, that the soul or the spirit remained with the body for 3 days. Jesus, amen, overrode their belief, amen, and tarried yet another day before he came. Hallelujah. And when he went to the tomb of Lazarus, amen, hallelujah, he said the normal is that a dead man stay dead. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus is the one that gives life, and Jesus is the one that taketh life, amen. And the Bible said Jesus stepped to the mouth of the tomb and Lazarus and said, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus, come forth tonight. What are you saying tonight? I'm talking about going from the normal to the supernatural tonight. God is able tonight. Glenn Ray, the doctor might say you got cancer tonight, but I'm going to tell you one thing tonight. The Bible said, by His side, you are healed. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about going from the normal to the supernatural tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. The Word of God tells us tonight that Peter, amen, was on a boat in a storm. Hallelujah. And the normal tells us tonight, you don't get out of a boat in a storm. It's not a time to leave the church. It's not a time to quit the church. It's not a time to get discouraged. It's not a time, come on now, to let every little time, Dick and Harry, get us discouraged tonight. It's a time to hold on to God like we have never held on to Almighty God. I'm talking about moving from the normal to the supernatural tonight. Nobody in the Word of God ever walked on water except Jesus and Peter. Am I right? Amen. Israel, the Red Sea was parted. Amen. Elijah parted the Jordan River, and Elisha went over on dry ground. And the Bible said then Elisha came right back and parted the Jordan River. But let me tell you one thing tonight. Jesus Christ came walking up on the water in the midst of a storm tonight. I don't care what kind of storm you have in your life tonight. I don't care what you go through it tonight. You can go from the normal. You can go from the normal tonight and go into the supernatural with Almighty God. Jesus never leave a storm unattended tonight. Woo! It's not your fault tonight, church. I can't feel my liberty. It's here tonight. I've been sick in my body all day long. It's my fault I'm sick. It's my fault I'm sick. Yesterday I ate some turnip green, mustard green, and I had to put that pepper on it. And it's killing me. That's the reason I don't want you to pray for me, but it's my fault. I got to endure it. I got to suffer the pain. Just give me a minute right now. I got a message by the help of the Lord tonight. Ooh. Hallelujah. Jesus, never, Sister Brandy, leave a storm unattended. But the Bible said Jesus came until them about the fourth right of the night, walking up on the water. Come on now. I'm talking about moving from the normal to the supernatural. Hallelujah. You understand what I'm saying here tonight? Amen. He came unto them about the fourth right of the night, walking up on the water. Hallelujah. And let me tell you what happened then. The Bible said they thought he was a spirit. But friend, the Bible said Peter began to cry out unto him. It don't matter what kind of problem we in. It don't matter what kind of situation we in. If we will learn how to cry out in the middle of a storm, if we will learn how to worship God, no matter what's coming and no matter what's going on, I believe we can move from the normal unto the supernatural and see a miracle of Almighty God in our life. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Lord, I want to show you something right here. The Bible said, Peter stepped out. Come on now. It's normal tonight. You don't get out of a boat in a storm. You know something would have been suicide if Noah would have tried to open the door. Amen. Watch God thought closed it. The door was in the side of the ark, and any time Noah would have tried to open it, then all the flood water would have came inside. Amen. But Peter was in the boat in the middle of a storm. And come on now, it's normal. You remain in the boat in the storm there. But the Bible said, Peter said, Lord, if it be thou, let me come to you, walking up on the water. And the Bible said, Jesus said, come, Peter. And he stepped out of the boat. He stepped out of the boat. Come on now. He stepped out of the boat. Come on now. Amen. He moved from the normal. Amen. To go to the supernatural. Here's what I want you to get right now. The storm did not end when Peter stepped out of that boat. The supernatural did not end when he stepped out of that boat. Come on, read it for yourself. Amen. Peter began to walk up on the water, and you know what happened, friend? Nothing happened. He began to look at the wind. He began to look at the waves. Amen. He began to look at the water and everything like that. And the word said, Brother Chad, he began to go down. I said, he began to go down. You can look at this one getting out of the church. You can look at this one here tonight. And let me tell you what, you can take your eyes off it. Don't look at me. Don't look at me tonight. Look at him tonight. Keep your eyes on him tonight. I might fail, I might let you down, but He will never let you die. Here's what I want you to get right now. The storm did not end when Peter walked on the water. But the storm ended when they got back in the boat. Honey, if you once knew God through the power of the Holy Ghost and you go through a storm tonight, it ain't going to end as long as you're walking with your faith in God. But the storm is going to end when you get back in the boat. When you get back in the boat, that's when the storm is going to end. Seem like you ain't getting what I'm talking about here tonight. Ooh, hallelujah. Here's my interpretation of this, friend. We're going to have a problem. We're going to have a trouble. We're going to have a woe. But the Bible tells us tonight, amen, for the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught of the Lord, and so shall we ever be with the Lord in the air. What are you saying, Brother Freeman? What are you saying? We out on the water tonight. We walking in perilous time tonight. We got trouble everywhere. We got a plague everywhere tonight. But let me tell you, when the church is raptured out of this world, gravity will not have no pull on it. And we got to move from the normal to the supernatural to be with the Almighty God in heaven. I'm closing. For 400 years, Israel was in bondage. For 400 years, Israel was in slavery. Huh? Amen. There are people tonight, friend, that is bound by sin. Come on. But you know what, friend? It did not take a week to lead Israel out of Egypt. Oh, my God. I didn't go nowhere. It did not take a month to get Egypt out of Egypt. It took God only one night or one day to get them out of Egypt. But it took 40 years to get the Egypt out of them. Amen. Come on. You follow me? One night, God led them out of Egypt. You don't have to pray for a year to come out of sin. But one night at an altar of repentance, you can repent of your sin. Come on. You can go from the norma of being a sinner to the supernatural of Almighty God.
That's good.
You follow me, Sister McNeil? You can be bound tonight in slavery. You can be discouraged tonight, friend. Come on now. I imagine a lot of those people in Egypt saw loved ones buried in Egypt that they left behind. Even the bones of Joseph they brought out of Egypt, friend, and took them to the promised land and buried them. Y'all follow me?
I know you ain't enjoyed this tonight like you have enjoyed my preaching. But I feel better in my body right now. You might always say, it's always going to be like this. Amen. The normal way of life is my daddy or my family. They smoked. They drank. They did drugs and never went to church. Huh? But let's move tonight from the normal to the supernatural. Come on. Jason, I never did know nothing about Pentecost. But one night I came into the Pentecostal church. I went to the altar, friend, not knowing nothing about it. I left Egypt. And I began to come towards the promised land. I went from the normal one night unto the supernatural of receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. I have never regretted it. You understand what I'm saying here tonight? Hallelujah. I'm not trying to impress nobody here tonight. You might say, it's always going to be like, it's normal. My daddy drank. My daddy cussed, my daddy fought, my daddy lived in sin, and that's the way it's always going to be. It don't have to be. Brother Wayne, those Israelites that was in Egypt, Sister Hetty, went from the normal of slavery unto a free nation in one night. That's what the Passover was. They ate the Passover because the death angel passed over their house that night. And then the next day, God delivered them out of Egypt. Huh? Come on now. You can go from the normal tonight. Brother Freeman, I know I'm a sinner tonight. It's normal. For me, that's all I ever done. But you can go from there to the supernatural tonight. The Word says you're going to receive power, Brother Bruce, after that the Holy Ghost is come up on you. Then you're going to be a witness unto me both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the world tonight. Hallelujah. You can go from the normal tonight to the supernatural. Sing, Mom, if you would. Everybody that can and feel like standing, would you stand, please?
I've been looking for someone to follow Jesus. You would have blessed me by.
Come on, friend. You can go from the normal tonight
for
to the supernatural.
And nothing to offer.
Think about it tonight.
Not even the will to try.
Just think about what we say.
Then I happen
going from the normal
to pass
to the supernatural.
By a hillside.
By a hillside.
And a man was hanging there with tears.
Is there another one want to come tonight?
I fell to the ground.
Is there another one want to come
and
tonight?
At last I found someone to care. And that was my very
I'm talking about from the
first
normal to the supernatural tonight.
To see a picture of true love.
True love.
Meant just for me.
That one hanging on the tree.
My whole
he said, I came to give life that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
On a tree.
Come on, friend. Jesus
loves
you. Jesus loves
you. A picture for me. Now if you can't get the pieces of life to come together and your dreams are torn apart. I know a man
who specializes
in repairing.
I'm talking about moving from the normal.
Oh,
I've been like this for 2 years, Brother Freeman. I've been like this for 10 years. It's normal. But you can move to the supernatural.
For he made mine brand new.
Ooh, hallelujah.
And I remember
still
that picture on a hill.
Ooh, hallelujah.
With a caption that read, I love you.
Oh, hallelujah.
And that was my very first time to see a picture of true love.
True love
meant just for me. My whole life was changed by that man on a tree when Calvary life to come together and your dreams are torn apart. Oh, I know a man who specializes in repairing broken hearts. Oh, and I can guarantee the heart he fixes. For he made mine brand new.
Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you.
And I remember still that picture on a hill with a caption that read, I love you. And that was my very first time to see a picture of true love meant just for me. My whole life was changed by that man on a tree when Calvary for me.
I want you to ask yourself a question tonight. If you definitely know this was your last week to live, what would you do? If you have ever heard one message, you know too much to be lost. I believe the biggest torment in hell, friend, on the backslider is not going to be the flame. It's not going to be eternity in hell. But I believe the greatest torment in hell, friend, on the backslider is going to know how to avoid that awful place, but yet end it there. Think about what I'm saying. If you know definitely for sure this was your last week to live, what would you do tonight? Would you move from the normal tonight into the supernatural? Here's what I'm ending this with. There's not a person under the sun of my voice knows what tomorrow holds. Sister Sue, when you left Cracker Barrel, When you got to that stop sign, did you know you were fixing to get in that accident? Never seen it coming, did you? Sister Hattie, when you left that morning from Sharp, did you know 6 miles down the road that you was fixing to get in an automobile accident that was going to break your neck and almost take your life? No. Would you have stayed home if you knew that? I'm talking about moving from the normal to the supernatural. Brother Freeman, always been like this. You don't have to be. You can move from the normal to the supernatural because Jesus loves you. Amen. Amen. I have worked for this undercover narcotic agent. And he tell me this. He said, Brother Freeman, once a person owned drugs, they would never get delivered from it. He said, sure, they go to rehab, sure, everything. He said, but somewhere down the road, they're going to mess up again, and we're going to pick them up. You know what I told him? I believe God's able to deliver them. Come on, he's not of our faith. I said, God's able to deliver them because they can move from the norm of being a drug addict to the supernatural, Daniel. Amen. Does not the word says he will make a new creature out of us in Christ Jesus? We're going to love the things we used to hate and hate the things we used to love. I'm talking about moving from the norm to the supernatural. Come on. Some of your kids, friend, well, they are tonight. I'm not calling nobody's name. I don't want you to ask me a question. Will not be where they are right now, friend, if they would move from the normal to the supernatural at this altar. My God. Man, that's some Holy Ghost in this place. Oh, God. I try to do better next time.
That's good.
I just feel I didn't deliver myself like I usually do. Oh.
My Jesus.
Let me tell you the biggest word in you, in the vocabulary right now. Amen. It's not Massachusetts either. But the biggest word, friend, that we will ever deal with is if. If. If I would only stayed home. If I would only went to that altar. If I only would have straightened my life up. If I only would have listened at that preacher. I could have moved from the normal to the supernatural. I had a friend of mine got in a car wreck. He hit a Tom's peanut truck head on. At the funeral home, everybody was talking, if he would have been a minute later, if he would have been a minute earlier, if he would have swerved to the right, but he didn't. But tonight, we can go from the normal to the supernatural with God. Isn't God good tonight? I feel conviction in this building. I said, I feel conviction in this building. You might not have moved tonight, friend, but I'm going to tell you one thing that's going to happen. The Lord's going to talk this week. Sometimes we don't like to hear His voice.
look at me like that. I can't see you good, but I know you, them looks don't look good.